Namaste, everybody. It's just an extra moment now for you to reflect deeper into you to do the individual collective soul work. So, as always, just finding somewhere comfortable and making sure you have your journal or something to write down your feelings as you gain momentum from this session to explore deeper within you. It's always good to keep a journal throughout these sessions to what comes through you. Everything is always unique to you. And often it's good to reflect at whatever point that is in the future. Looking at the linear time of the past, present and future, however we perceive that, and however much our awareness is now looking at this all being in this present moment, we're aware our soul does so many different levels at one time, particularly those of you that have consciously experienced astro travel. And looking at the healing that always takes place, the rebalancing and taking advantage of using this equinox energy to do so, which brings the balance. And we'll do so for a period of time whenever you are deciding to do this work, hear this, or actively participate. The inner work for those of you that are experiencing this equinox as autumn allows more inward reflection, time to restore, replenish, and also to look at just trusting the path, going with the flow. And that will be for whether you're in the spring equinox or the autumn, but just trusting the journey. If you're experiencing this as the spring equinox, you'll feel the momentum of the energy as doing more outer work, as well as obviously consciously doing the inner work, but the outer work can seem that it has more precedence over the inner work. So I'm going to look and work with mostly now the energy on the autumn equinox of relaxing into this energy and just literally observing yourself, where you're at currently, energetically, and just observing yourself emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. So to do so, you just need to take a moment, and you can either do this with your journal near you, or you can write those down, those four: emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical. And you can literally just take this moment, these moments, this time to just sit in a beautiful space. So let's sit with ourselves as this beautiful golden light. And as we experience this in a deeper level, experience yourself as pure golden light within a beautiful golden pyramid. And just feel the geometric energy within you and around you, holding you. And just feel this space. And become consciously aware of your breath. You're feeling yourself as your physical, that you have breath, that this is your existence in the physical world. This is the form, this is the vehicle you have come in as. Observe this and how you're currently doing in this moment, physically. Often our physical body can struggle or be left behind slightly whilst we're ascending so quickly. Just check in with yourself in this moment, not with thoughts, but with feelings? Does your physical body have everything it needs? Does it have the replenishment it needs, the sleep? Does it have the fresh water without chemicals? Does it have the natural food, the best you can do and provide for yourself? This is your vehicle. Just observe yourself physically. What does your physical body need? Your physical body at this time, in this quick ascension process that's happening, is ascending so fast. And at times you'll be craving sugar to keep up, which then in turn makes your body slow down. The ascension process is taking you to a different frequency in every moment, and your physical body is used to a heavier frequency. So this massive crystalline process that's happening comes in various and many stages. So just observe your physical body and feel this healing energy now. Feel this pure healing energy of beautiful love and light at soul level. Within your physical body, just become aware of your mental energy. How has that been affecting your physical? Keeping you busy, keeping you active, not allowing replenishment maybe when you want it. So look at how you can help and assist your mental energy with your meditation, your breathing, just being the light, being in every moment and all the things that you know but you equally forget. We have to continuously, consciously work on treating ourselves with the respect and love and healing that we need. Keeping our vibration high, allowing clarity, but more importantly, allowing our intuition to flow freely, which it needs the freedom through the mental space to do so, the pineal gland. Allowing and feel this healing now taking place. Feel balance being restored. Become aware now of your emotional energy and how have your emotions been affected by your mental energy, your busyness. Feel your emotional body, knowing that it's your emotional body that takes on the challenges, takes on every feeling to ascend. It's this emotional source that comes within you that allows the ascension process. It allows you to process the mental energy, what you feel, what you observe physically. It allows you to ascend and open up spiritually. Just observe your emotional body, how you feel. Checking in with yourself that you're observing from a distance when needed, not to be in drama. And making sure you're still feeling when you need to feel. You're not trying to avoid. Observing this means we know we don't have to keep coming round to the same things. But at the moment, the energy has been showing its beam of light and highlighting any unhealed parts of us, which will tap into this part of you, your emotional body. Allow this healing to proceed through your whole of your energy. Feel this beautiful healing energy. Feel this healing your heart space. Profoundly and deeply. Feeling full, whole, oneness. Just complete as you are. Just feel this energy in your heart center, your emotional body. Just feeling it replenished deeply, just completely restored. It's a processing area that allows everything to be processed through you, to awareness, to all your other bodies. Your physical, mental, emotional and spiritual are all one. Your emotional body seeks the challenges. It's only our processing that takes the time, and our level of consciousness and awareness allows that time to be interpreted, knowing it's no time at all, it's just linear, and if we choose in any moment, healing is done, and so it is. Become aware of your spiritual body, feeling everything that's before, and everything that is and will become. Your consciousness, your awareness, your intuition. How have you been treating your spiritual body? Knowing it needs everything to be a whole, to be healthy in this area, is to have a healthy physical, mental and emotional body, to feel the balance within your spirituality, to have this neutral approach to everything is one and we are one. To have this perception of everybody's feelings are our own and ours are theirs. Our spiritual awareness to see the ascension pattern of the awakening as everything is unraveling and unfolding. Our spiritual essence in within us, understanding the awakening, what is happening and why. Our spiritual awareness for recognizing those that are now speaking up with voice are doing on a global scale, something you've already been doing for some time, but you remember the bravery it took for you to do it. That spiritual freedom of knowing what is right. The passion within you to allow you to go forward. Just sit for a moment, feel the healing. Feel yourself as this beautiful golden light, this fire energy now within you, igniting your passion, allowing balance and harmony to observe, see and feel everything that's collectively in alignment. Feel yourself totally in alignment with what's going on, realizing your intention for it to occur, setting intention for the positive outcomes in every moment, and realizing that massive shifts occurring now that we're aware of mostly. There's still lots of other things we're not. But what we're consciously aware of and what we're consciously not aware of, we still have in our essence. We understand everything is for a reason. We also understand our impact within the universe and our ability to clear and make change only by stepping up. Feeling ready, empowered, doing what we need to do, but observing ourselves as we do this, as we open ourselves up to the next level in the current vibration. We understand now more deeply, maybe not completely, how every time we resonate with the energy, we feel awakened, we feel in the exact moment that there is a new amount of energy, a new frequency, a new vibration coming. Every moment this changes, and so must we. Allow ourselves to accept this more freely and flowing even more. Detaching from the man-made three-dimensional vibrations that keep coming up, that keep dragging us in. And recognize that this is the sludge. This is the deep, heavier energy that's being cleared. And whilst this journey is going to continue, and always will in some respect, once this heavy three-dimensional energy is cleared, we'll all live completely differently. The challenges, the changes, the vibrational shifts, the frequency will be at a different level. Still with work to do, but a less heavy vibration. Feeling yourself in this beautiful golden pyramid. Just allow yourself to sit and breathe. In gratitude for your awareness for all of this. In gratitude for sharing this journey with like-minded souls in this group that also fully get this awareness. Except there's still challenges, things we're not sure of, things we don't know completely. Except that anything we disagree with at this stage or don't know often become our next learning. Just be open and flowing freely, enjoying our breath in the beautiful golden pyramid. Allow this healing to process through every part, through your DNA, through your ancestral paths. Because in this moment, knowing that this is all there is, and all of that is currently now, our awareness can be in several different dimensions at one time. That's why it's hard for people to read you, for you to read others at times. Everything can feel exactly right in that moment, that dimension, that frequency. But you shift and change in every moment. We can't possibly understand this fully, but accepting our journeys are in some way untold. Unknown, they're meant to be, for us to trust another layer of ourselves, the universe, for being one. Soon we can feel less struggle, less resistance from both ourselves and others. Soon we can merge more fully, energetically, to authentically serve for one another, authentically do what's right for ourselves and each other, and to authentically raise our vibration on others. Feel this deep healing and just stay in this beautiful golden light that you are, within this pyramid, for as long as you feel that you need. Namaste.